It is now just after 7:30 Tuesday morning in Beijing, and the events of a troubled night are still being sorted out. There were some clashes between army troops and residents of the capital, but the cause of the trouble is not yet clear. Eyewitnesses say in at least two places on the outskirts of the city, soldiers broke through blockades set up to prevent military action against demonstrators in Tiananmen Square. Troops reportedly threw bricks, injuring several dozen people, but no shots were fired. Reporter Barry Peterson in Beijing says pleas by the student demonstrators may have played a role in what happened.
The students and their sympathizers are continuing to try to convince the soldiers that, in fact, they're all on the same side. That the soldiers really serve the government and the students are not trying to bring the government down. The students want changes in the government and changes that would be beneficial to all. And so I think the real sense is that the soldiers should sort of stay out of it. It's a political situation. And it should be resolved politically. It should not be resolved at the end of a billy club or the end of an AK-47.
Reporter Barry Peterson in Beijing. In Washington, Vice President Dan Quayle has opened a meeting with a senior Chinese official by urging restraint in dealing with the massive pro-democracy demonstrations.
We support the advancement of democracy, freedom, and human rights around the world. We certainly hope that the public demonstrations that have gone on in China and that continue will be successfully concluded without any violence.
Quayle met with Wan Li, a member of the Communist Party Politburo and chairman of the National People's Congress. Wan issued a formal statement, but his interpreter refused to translate reporters' questions. As the situation in China continues to unwind and unravel, the White House is cautioning restraint while hoping for greater democracy. Our Alex Sullivan at the KNX Civic Center Bureau has reaction from the U.S. ambassador to the U.N. visiting in Los Angeles. Alex?
Well, Honorable Thomas Pickering, Barry, featured speaker before the World Affairs Council, echoes the views of the president.
It is a fast-moving situation. I think the president hit the nail on the head over the weekend when he said, of course, we hope that the people there demonstrating will have an opportunity to see real democracy and freedom. We were counseling restraint on both sides. He did that. And I think that's the wise course of action. And, of course, I fully support his words on that aspect of the subject. But I think we're seeing changes. And I'm not an expert in China, so I won't predict where it will go or what will happen.
Thomas Pickering says the Bush administration also hoping there's no bloodshed in China. The U.N. ambassador addressed the Los Angeles World Affairs Council at the Century Plaza Hotel. Reporting live from the Civic Center Bureau, Alex Sullivan, KNX 1070.
CBS News, this is Doug Poling. The situation in China appears tense, but there are signs of restraint. On the outskirts of Beijing, reports that some 2,000 soldiers used sticks and belts in a battle with pro-democracy supporters. But CBS News correspondent Bruce Morton in Beijing says the power pendulum may be swinging away from the hardliners.
There was a violent clash, but two letters say something not so violent about the way this story is developing. One to the newspaper People's Daily, signed by more than 100 high-ranking military officers, opposing Li Peng's declaration of martial law and saying the army won't shoot the people. The other from the students, asking the National People's Congress to talk about how to end martial law and allow the students to go back to class.
Even some staunch party members, such as Yang Zhenli, a well-known intellectual, are defecting from the conservatives. He spoke to CBS News correspondent John Sheehan in Beijing.
History may say that this is as significant, if not more significant, than the French Revolution.
What would be a really Chinese solution to this crisis?
Well, we won't send them to the guillotine. We'll just ask them to resign.
The Voice of America said Chinese authorities began jamming Voice of America broadcasts on several frequencies in an apparent bid to deprive pro-democracy demonstrators of outside information. VOA says tomorrow it will begin broadcasting from a station in the northern Philippines, where jamming would be more difficult. Opposition leaders in Panama today visited factories in Panama City in a bid to revitalize the campaign to oust General Manuel Noriega. One of those out talking today was Guillermo Ford, who was beaten by thugs after Noriega annulled the May 7th elections.
We have to get people's confidence back. We're showing them we're not in a closet. We're going to fight for this, for whatever it takes. So slowly we're rebuilding people's confidence in themselves so we can rally and finally get rid of the dictatorship.
A team from the Organization of American States arrives in Panama tomorrow, hoping to negotiate Noriega's departure. Secretary of State Baker today called for both sides to make some serious conciliations in order to resolve the tension between Israel and the Palestinians. Baker drew a cool response from his Jewish audience in Washington when he urged Israel to forswear annexation and, in his words, lay aside the unrealistic vision of a greater Israel. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrials closed up 0.92 at 2502.02. The average price per share on the New York Stock Exchange was ahead 9 cents, and the volume totaled 185,010,000 shares. President Bush said today the United States will not consider normalizing relations with Cuba unless that country makes democratic reforms and frees political prisoners. Mr. Bush called on Cuban President Fidel Castro to reject the Soviet military presence and allow free immigration. At 3 minutes past the hour, this is CBS News.
My deck chairs needed painting. They were chipping and peeling, so I called this ad in the paper. You know the one. No job too small. Too small. So then I call this other guy. He wants $40 an hour. That's more than I make. So I got some Red Devil enamel and did them myself. Did a great job, too. Tough, hard gloss finish. Terrific color.
Do it yourself, but do it right. Get a can of Red Devil High Gloss Enamel and get great color and a hard gloss finish. Red Devil.
$40 an hour? Maybe I'm in the wrong business.
An auto technician called from Lamar. He needed some brake pads for a customer's car. I told him rest easy, it wouldn't take long.
Thank God and Greyhound it's gone.
When your package just can't wait, call Greyhound Package Express. We'll get it there, anywhere in our same-day service area.
Thank God and Greyhound it's gone.
Greyhound Package Express. Some restrictions apply. Call or stop by for details.
The White House today expressed concern about the rising U.S. dollar, which continued to gain ground against other currencies in spite of reports that the Federal Reserve was selling dollars. American officials are worried that the rising dollar will make American goods more expensive overseas and aggravate the trade deficit. Nick Sargent of the Wall Street firm Salomon Brothers.
If U.S. Manufacturers have more difficulty competing overseas because of the dollar, the fear is that this will cause us to have to invoke more sanctions with Japan and Germany, and we could start to get into more of a trade war type of situation.
Housing Secretary Jack Kemp told an industry conference in Washington today there's a dire shortage of low-income housing in the U.S., and he called the situation a disgrace. Kemp said he plans to propose tax and monetary incentives for home construction. This is Doug Poling, CBS News.
CBS News, I'm Vicki Kelly. For the first time in 10 years, the Voice of America says Chinese authorities are jamming their broadcasts on several frequencies. VOA Director Richard Carlson says the government is trying to make it difficult for the pro-democracy demonstrators in Beijing's Central Square to get any outside information.
We are planning to begin broadcasting tomorrow morning from a station that we have in the northern Philippines in AM radio with a very powerful transmitter into the People's Republic of China for the first time. And it will be very difficult to jam that.
But despite the jamming, CBS News correspondent Barry Peterson says the demonstrators' message is getting out.
If you go out in Beijing, you see little knots of people standing and looking at light poles where students have put up notices telling them what's the most recent thing, where the troops are, what's happening with the troop movements. The bicycle lanes here, and there are millions of bicycles, have become arteries of information. Students pedaling up and down, going out into the neighborhoods, having meetings, passing the same word. We were out and saw in a grove of trees in a neighborhood out in a suburb, students updating the people on what was going on. And a few minutes later, in the heart of downtown, at a subway stop, hundreds of people gathered, getting the same information.
Right now, it's Tuesday morning in China, and the demonstrators are continuing to stand their ground. So far, there has been no obvious attempt to drive them out of Tiananmen Square. Soldiers did make a move through the night on the outskirts of town, but it's not clear if they were headed for the square. Some people were roughed up, but no serious injuries were reported. A lecture from Secretary of State James Baker in a speech to a pro-Israeli lobbying group in Washington. Baker called on the Israelis to forswear annexation of the occupied lands and to reach out to the Palestinians as neighbors. And as for the Palestinians,
translate the dialogue of violence in the Intifada into a dialogue of politics and diplomacy. Violence will not work. reach out to Israelis and convince them of your peaceful intentions.
So far, there has been no reaction from Israel or the Palestinians. British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher says the Soviets are revealing their true nature now, following orders from the Soviets for the British to reduce their embassy staff in Moscow by almost half. The diplomatic rift began on Friday when Britain kicked out 11 Soviets for alleged spying activities. The Soviets responded in kind yesterday. The Soviet Union is proposing that both NATO and the Warsaw Pact allies be disbanded. It's not the first time East European officials have suggested the idea, but this time it comes just a week before a NATO summit in Brussels. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials gained almost a point, closing at 2502, volume 185 million shares. At 3 past the hour, this is CBS News.
You're invited today to a colorful show of smoothness, of value, of style.
The Great American Road Show by Buick.
It's a powerful cast with exciting new stars, cars that we're born to perform.
The Great American Road Show by Buick.
Riviera.
A survey from the National Institute on Drug Abuse shows hospital emergency rooms in 15 major cities were flooded with a record number of cocaine cases last year. The survey was released by New York Democrat Congressman Charles Rangel, who indicates that the problem boils down to supply and demand.
This report from the National Institute clearly shows that we've declared a ceasefire on drugs, and the enemy, the drug traffickers, have not.
Rangel blames the increase in cocaine emergencies on an increasing demand for crack, a derivative of cocaine. City supervisors in Los Angeles are to vote on a first-of-its-kind proposal tonight, one that would allow live-in lovers to register their partnerships publicly. In addition to extended health benefits to domestic partners of city workers, they would be entitled to bereavement leave and hospital visitation rights. I'm Vicki Kelly, CBS News.
This is The World Tonight. Good evening, everyone. I'm Christopher Glenn, CBS News. The pro-democracy throng still holds sway in Beijing's vast Tiananmen Square, while troops supposedly sent to break it up still have made no serious advance on the center city. In one clash about 15 miles away, some 15 people reportedly were injured, but as we hear from correspondent John Sheehan, most of the military activity seemed aimless.
Chinese troops, bottled up by civilian barricades for 3 days, fought their way out of two villages, while a third column of trucks full of soldiers departed from a third, leaving local citizens singing and dancing in the streets. The soldiers' goal was apparently to return to bivouac areas and not to advance on the students camped in Tiananmen Square. One column, loaded with infantry, was seen turning into an encampment in the western suburbs. But in the village of Feng Tai, the soldiers left dozens of civilians injured and most of the windows broken in farmers' homes and in shops. The troops were armed with assault rifles, but eyewitnesses said that no shots were fired. For the last 3 days, the soldiers had been held virtual hostages, with their commanders complaining that they had neither blankets nor food supplies. The fights broke out when commanders decided it was time to extricate their troops from the traps, and the people resisted, believing that the army would assault the student squatters in the central square. John Sheehan, CBS News, Beijing.
Some top military leaders vowed to refrain from suppressing the demonstrators, a blow to Prime Minister Li Peng and other hardliners. The government is also jamming Voice of America broadcasts, a major source of information for the demonstrators, for the first time in a decade. In Washington, Vice President Quayle met with Wan Li, a member of China's Communist Party ruling hierarchy, again expressing the administration's position on the demonstrations.
We support the advancement of democracy, freedom, and human rights around the world. We certainly hope that the public demonstrations
that have gone on in China and that continue will be successfully concluded without any violence.
This is The World Tonight. We'll have more CBS News in a minute.
Round, round, get around, I get around.
Yeah, it's Sheraton's Get Around America, playing all summer long. Now you can enjoy Sheraton Inns from $39, hotels from $49, and resorts from $59 per room per night. And with Sheraton's family plan, kids stay free. For reservations for Sheraton's Get Around America, call
800-325. Yeah, 3535.
And get around, round, round.
To catch the insane, they say one must enter the mind of the insane. In Thomas Harris's trip into the twisted workings of a psychopathic killer, you'll be seized by an emotion darker and far more intense than mere terror. Larry King in USA Today dares you not to read it straight through. The Silence of the Lambs, soon to be a major motion picture starring Gene Hackman. For your own sake, read it before you see it. The Silence of the Lambs, the huge bestseller now in paperback from St. Martin's.
It's high time, says Secretary of State James Baker, for Israel and the Palestinians to get down to some serious dialogue. His language was frank as he addressed America's leading pro-Israel lobbying group in Washington and was met with stony silence as he outlined what Israel should do.
Forswear annexation. Stop settlement activity. Allow schools to reopen. Reach out to the Palestinians as neighbors who deserve political rights.
The secretary also had advice for the Palestinians.
Translate the dialogue of violence in the Intifada into a dialogue of politics and diplomacy. Violence will not work. Reach out to Israelis and convince them of your peaceful intentions.
One State Department Middle East expert characterized Baker's speech as the toughest statement of U.S. views on the conflict he's ever heard. The World Tonight. We'll be back right after this.
When my stomach and head are tearing me apart, every second counts.
In 7.2 seconds, Alka-Seltzer begins working.
When my stomach's aching and my head is pounding, every second counts.
In 7.2 seconds, Alka-Seltzer begins relief for heartburn or upset stomach with a headache. So think fast. Think Alka-Seltzer. Use only as directed.
As I was growing up, Mr. Walker from the Farmers Insurance Group of Companies would come by.
How's that new baby sister, Tim?
Through the years, he was always friendly and always reviewing my family's changing insurance needs.
Got a new car, Tim?
Now that I'm grown, I know why it's called the Farmer's Friendly Review.
So this is Tim Jr.
Just check your phone book to locate the professional farmer's agent nearest you.
How far will it go? Britain and the Soviet Union have gotten caught up in one of those tit-for-tat situations, expelling each other's citizens for alleged spy activities. Dan Raviv in London has the latest.
Both the Soviet and the British governments deny that their citizens being expelled from each other's capitals are spies. But Foreign Secretary Sir Geoffrey Howe told Parliament that there was incontrovertible evidence against every one of the 11 Soviets told to leave London.
We hope the Soviet Union will learn its lesson.
Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher says we all learned something about the Soviets when they retaliated by throwing out 11 Britons and now hinting that 170 may have to leave Moscow.
They were given a choice. Were they going to show that things were different? Or were they going to prove by what they did that things really haven't changed very much at all? They chose the latter.
In Parliament,
spying takes place by all countries.
When members of Parliament said everyone spies, what's different about this case, Foreign Secretary Howe said it was the huge size of the Soviet spy operation. He did not give details. Dan Raviv, CBS News, London.
You're listening to The World Tonight. More CBS News when we come back.
Hey, Dave.
What?
Want to hear one of the best car stereos in the world?
Not really. I just listen to news in my car.
You should hear my new 4JBL audio system.
Okay.
Listen to this cassette in your car.
Gee, sounds like a cheap kazoo.
All right, now listen to the same cassette in my new Ford Thunderbird.
Hey, wow.
That's the bi-amplified 4JBL system with 9 speakers.
That's incredible.
145 watts.
Do some more.
Okay, listen to this in yours.
Sounds like one of those wind-up monkeys that hit a tin drum.
Now mine.
Okay.
Gee.
That's the separate subwoofer with its own amplifier.
Well, the 4 JBL audio system certainly makes music more enjoyable.
Yes.
But I like news.
All right, here's your car.
Now, the news. On the local front...
And mine.
And now, the news.
Now that's music to my ears.
Ford Audio Systems. Quality and sound.
The U.S. dollar flying high again on the world money markets today, soaring, for example, to its highest level in 2.5 years against the West German mark. But the situation has caused the Bush administration to break out the caution flag. White House correspondent Jacqueline Adams explains.
Officials here and at the Treasury Department are worried. The dollar of late has surged against the Japanese yen, British pound, and German Deutschmark. As a result, progress in reducing the nation's trade imbalance is in jeopardy. Against that backdrop, the White House today issued an unusual statement, reassuring the skittish currency markets that the Bush administration is committed to a long-standing policy of economic cooperation with its key allies. Economist Albert Edwards.
If exports stall out in the States, as we expect it to do so with this level of the dollar, then the whole U.S. economy will stall out. And that is why the White House at this time is coming out with these statements.
Edward, though, doesn't think the White House jawboning will have much impact. The reason? Political instability in Japan and China is and probably will continue to prompt investors to send their money here. Jacqueline Adams, CBS News, the White House.
A quiet day on Wall Street. The Dow Industrials average up about a point to close around 2502. The average price up 9 cents on the New York Exchange, where volume was 185 million shares. 9 minutes past the hour in this world tonight.